Here's where I'm closing. You asked me a while ago who changed it and how did it change. Y'all ready? I'm done. I'm going to two or three screens. I'm going to do nothing but read. Get ready. This comes from the Catholic Virginian. It says, nowhere in the Bible did we find that Christ or the apostles ordered that the Sabbath be changed from Saturday to Sunday. We have the commandment of God given to Moses to keep the holy Sabbath day. That is the seventh day of the week, Saturday. Today, most Christians keep Sunday because it has been revealed to us by the Catholic Church outside of biblical authority. That's their admission, that it's not God's command, it's their decision. Next screen. All right, here's another one. And this comes from the Catholic Church, Dr. John O'Brien, Faith of Millions. He said, since Saturday, not Sunday, is specified in the Bible, isn't it curious that non-Catholics who profess to take their religion directly from the Bible and not from the church observe Sunday instead of Saturday? Yes, of course, it is inconsistent. But this change was made 15 centuries before Protestantism was born. And by that time, the custom was universally observed. They have continued the custom even though it rests upon the authority of the Catholic Church and not upon the text of the Bible. That's their admission. How long are you going to stay blinded in that church system? Following after your dollar preachers and your money preachers instead of the Word of God.
Amen. That's it.
Next screen. Here's Father James Cardinal Gibbons. He says, you may read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You won't find a single line authorizing the sanctification of Sunday. The scriptures enforce the religious observance of Saturday, a day which we never sanctify. Next screen. This is from the Catechism of Catholic Doctrine. Which day is the Sabbath day? Their answer, Saturday. Their question from one of the members, why do we observe Sunday instead of Saturday? Their answer, we observe Sunday instead of Saturday because the Catholic Church in the Council of Laodicea transferred the solemnity from Saturday to Sunday. You can run, but you can't hide from the truth. You can run to your churches that teach you lies, but you can't hide from the truth. Next screen. This is from Dwight Moody. Anybody ever heard of Dwight Moody? Here's what he said. He said the Sabbath was binding in Eden, and it's been enforced ever since. He said the fourth commandment begins with the word remember, showing that the Sabbath already existed when God wrote the law on the tables of stone. He says, how can men claim that this one commandment has been done away with when they will admit that all the other nine are still binding? That was from Dwight L. Moody. Charles Spurgeon said, the Sabbath has never been done away with. Amen. Next screen. Here's what the Anglican Church says. They say we are told in the scriptures that we are to keep the first day at all. We are commanded to keep the seventh, but we are nowhere commanded to keep the first. He said, but the reason why we keep the first day of the week instead of the seventh is for the same reason that we observe many other things, not because the Bible, but because the church has commanded it. And what's that? These facts don't affect some people. They're going to do what their church says instead of what God says. Mark 7:7, in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Did I not just read to you the commandments of men? For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the traditions of your fathers. All too well, you reject the commandments of God that you may keep your tradition. That's the word of God, children, and you're all guilty. I was guilty. It's a time to repent. Quit trying to figure it out and repent.
Amen.
For violating the law of God. According to Christ's own statement, it is possible to worship Him in a way that does you no good. It's in vain. God does not give us the choice of how to worship Him, only whether we will worship Him according to His instructions or not. What then must He think of those who ignore His commandments regarding the Sabbath, but substituting it for a different day? And I'm done.